From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The number two officials at both the State Department and the Pentagon were on Capitol Hill today. They sought to reassure Congress that the planned June 30th transfer of power in Iraq is moving forward. But a panel of senators was skeptical. They cited both an upsurge in violence and the fallout from the Abu Ghraib prison scandal as reasons for doubt. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
As Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz and Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage faced them, the senators on the Foreign Relations Panel were openly skeptical about a transfer of sovereignty 6 weeks from now in Iraq. Here's Republican George Voinovich of Ohio.
The American people thought, and we were led to believe, we'll be looked upon as liberators and that they'll be glad to have us there. But it appears to me that the sooner we get out, the happier they're going to be. I'm just real concerned that people ask me what's going to happen come July 1st, and I just tell them it's going to be a jump ball. We're not really sure what's going to happen.
But Wolfowitz insisted he saw no contradiction between having been welcomed as liberators in Iraq and poll results showing most Iraqis now want Americans to leave.
It's people who genuinely welcomed us as liberators but did not want us owning their country or occupying their country. I think this label of occupying power is a very unfortunate one. It'll be good July 1st to be rid of it.
The committee's top Democrat, Delaware's Joe Biden, pointed out that no interim authorities have yet been announced to make up a new Iraqi government. He said when Iraqis wake up on July 1st, they won't have a known leader to look to.
They're going to see 140,000 troops, Americans, with American patches on their shoulders, still patrolling the streets. And a new super ambassador who they're going to wonder, I suspect, is going to be the one pulling the strings.
Senators from both parties suggested it might be better to get the newly designated U.S. Ambassador John Negroponte in place before June 30th. But the administration officials insisted they wanted a clean break with the current administration of Paul Bremer. New Jersey Democrat John Corzine asked Armitage if there's a plan B if the handover doesn't work.
Are we dealing with contingencies if this comes unwound?
I would, to run the risk of being seen in your eyes as a wise guy, I'd say I prefer to look at this somewhat like people look at the music of Wagner. It's better than it sounds. It may be better than it sounds, particularly if the people of Iraq buy it. That's what's important.
And Armitage was pressed by Nebraska Republican Chuck Hagel about who will be in charge of Iraqi prisoners.
The management of, as I understand it, of the military prisons are both the U.S. military working with the Ministry of Justice, and after the turnover, it is my understanding we want as rapidly as possible to put those into the hands of Iraqis.
As rapidly as possible. Do we have any idea what that means?
I don't have that, sir.
There was similar vagueness when Maryland Democrat Paul Sarbanes pressed Armitage on another key issue.
What will be the status of the private contractors after June 30th, when sovereignty is transferred?
I've got to take it for the record, Senator Sarbanes. I don't know.
There were many questions about who would be in control of Iraq's security forces after July 1st. Armitage said there is a plan for sharing power.
The real question that you're asking is such as can they opt out of an operation if they don't want to or something of that nature? And the answer to that has to be yes.
Both Armitage and Wolfowitz acknowledged there could be much more violence in the weeks to come and that the rosy scenarios they may have painted in the past for Iraq have largely come undone. David Wallner, NPR News, the Capitol.